saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Harry Pinero, you know I get Dero. I went to the San Siro.
No, you did. You've never been there, bro.
Well, I haven't. Anyway, I'm joined by my one and only, the co-host.
Salam. Mm. Top three bold dudes in the world. That's what I give myself, you know.
Bro.
And actually, in Northwest.
So what?
No, in Halsden.
Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan?
Then me.
So what?
Yeah.
Who's fourth? Who's fourth, though?
I don't know.
You're not allowed to talk yet. See, this is the thing about guests when they come on. Late as well. Supposed to be at 2 o'clock, it's 2:40.
But you forgot Jason Statham, bro.
Can we fucking introduce you?
Yeah, like, we'd like to give up. See, this is the thing, man. You know that main character
Ev Huncho in the fucking building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. He spoiled it. But I'm going to do the right intro. So this person, mashallah, we completed Umrah together.
Yes, we
That's
did.
That's one of the most important things that we've ever done.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
This is a trap rap connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
You could say...
Mm-hmm.
He birthed it. You could say it's debatable.
Mm.
You could have a good debate on the table.
100%.
One of the greatest musicians that I've come across.
Mm-hmm.
Timeless music.
Thank you, brother.
Was a fan before I met the brother.
Leng behind the mask as well.
If only they could see.
Yeah.
If only, but they could
never know.
Well, maybe one day, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah.
The one and only M Huncho's in the building.
Come on.
Salam, brother. First of all, how are you, man?
Alhamdulillah, bro. Can't complain. I know you're good.
I'm very good, alhamdulillah, man.
Head shining, face smiling.
Wife did this morning.
Wow. That's what life's about, though, man.
And HP, how you been?
Alhamdulillah. I see you.
How's the little one?
Alhamdulillah. How's your little one?
Alhamdulillah, I can't complain, just getting mad.
Can I ask a question, though? Since you've been a father,
yeah.
How has it changed you? If it has changed you?
I think more so positively.
Yeah.
In certain aspects, I guess, patience. Mm. Just learning to control emotions a bit better. You know what I'm trying to say? I feel like as humans, like all of us, like we go through certain stages where, like, this is pre-kids where, you know, we tend to like have those moments where you lash out or something's not going your way and it frustrates you to a certain extent. But when the kid's around, you kind of like have to do a double take, you know what I'm trying to say? And I feel like it just keeps you more grounded, innit? There's a purpose in it. What man's doing is not for man, essentially. Like, don't get me wrong, I love what I do. So do you, man. You know what I'm trying to say? I know Darkest ain't got a little one yet, but
soon, hopefully. No, I did want to ask a question though, for you both. I was chatting to my missus about this because, inshallah, that's the next stage of my life. Mm. But I'm just looking forward to it now. What was the hardest bit of having you? As in, is it the newborn phase? Is it the where they're just starting to understand, yo, man can move? Or is it when they're like one or two? Or you get me? So which is the part that's like, for fuck's sake, I'm not going to miss this?
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be real.
You know, I'm trying to find one bit. They're little shits from they're born.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's the newborn. Like, you know, when they're fresh.
You see what it is? When they're fresh home, yeah? And I'm saying fresh home, like, they just come out of jail.
Yeah.
Kind of did come out of jail, though, but yeah.
A little bit.
9 months in the big.
Yeah, they didn't ask to be there.
Locked up.
Yeah, locked up. They had to all flip upside down to come out as well, man.
See? Horrible way to come out there. Yeah.
I came out hips first, though.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. See? That's a Somali thing. That's just a Somali thing. I think every Somali came out hips first.
I think when a ute is like newborn, like obviously there's only so much that you could do because they're pretty fresh to the world. Bare kids that are born, some of them don't even open their eyes until a certain, you know, certain day. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the first maybe 3-4 weeks, like you're kind of, you know, you have to be obviously active, but I think you're free to kind of, you know, go to your workplace or whatever you want to do. And I'm speaking across the board, innit? I'm speaking to, you know, in the mind frame of someone that, say, for example, is not me, innit? Then we're talking about the average person, say they're working an office job or they're working, I don't know, they're working for a hedge fund or whatever. And I think, you know, after that moment, it's all just, you don't want to miss it all. Because there's new things, like kids are like sponges, innit? They learn, especially they learn off their parents a lot. So first of all, you have to be really mindful what you say. And obviously people like us we're f***ed.
I'm trying to say,
let's just be honest, we're f***ed up. So we have to make sure that we're—
I'm not right, you know.
We knew this. And so, neither is he. He just uses like big words and acts professional and that.
That's good.
No, he's the most troubled, but we'll get into that.
We'll get into that. But I think, you know, I think for a kid, it's important to just have a pet, like especially fathers, they need to be present. And I think that's a good thing now, especially now I see it, as opposed to say when man was like 20 or even a teenager, like there wasn't— a lot of my friends didn't have dads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Do you know, I feel like I was like one of a few of my friends that had a mum and dad still together.
Yeah.
It was like the norm. Yeah, it was like the norm to like, oh, I'm going to my mum's or I'm going to my dad's. Even more so, when I say I'm going to my parents' house, I don't say I'm going to my parents' house, I say I'm going to my mum's.
Yeah.
Just because it was just— that's what it was. No, well, and then you know what my dad said to me?
Your dad's just living there, though, isn't
it? Yeah, you know what my dad said to me? He said, I live here too, you know? I don't know why you keep saying that is your mom's. I'm here.
Well, it's a flex. You say, I'm going to my parents.
It's not even that. Like, for example, if I say to you, oh, what are you doing today? You go, I'm doing this. And you're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to my mom's.
But your dad's there as well.
But I know, but I'm so used to it because all of my friends, most of my friends,
would
they didn't
say
have—
they're going to their mom's.
Yeah, because they didn't have that
unit. No, but you're not doing it because of that. You're also doing it because what a lot of people fail to realise is that a home is a home because of your mum.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
like, your father is more time, especially, say, for someone like myself. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm blessed enough to have both parents growing up, right? Mm. And I think it's one of them ones where I felt like I had no dad at certain points because when I'm leaving the yard, he's coming in. Mm. When he's leaving the yard— do you know what I'm trying to say?
We would never
spend more than like 10, 15 minutes in the yard together, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, one of us would be out, the other one would be coming in, type of thing, you know, like that. So it's, you know, the only person that would always be present in the yard is your mum.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, even for example, like, if my brethren calls me, oh, where you are? I'm just stopping at my mum's. It's like an instinctive thing, innit?
Yeah, you know, like that.
You find comfort in your home, and you call it your mum's because that's where you find comfort.
No matter what your dad's— your dad could have built the house bare hands with these bricks.
Yeah.
It's still your mum's bit.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how it goes. But you know what? One thing I've always like really appreciated about you, obviously meeting you and understanding how like grounded you are, but how much you've learned about the experiences that you've gone through and how much they've made you the person you are, it's the same within your music as well. And that's why when I think the first ever song I heard of you, and I've said this to you many times, is H2's. I think it's the—
to say freestyle.
Oh, broski. I remember I was in a dark place, in a dark car, doing dark things.
Dark.
Yeah? Hella dark. Yeah. I think it was actually dark outside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was me and my boy Fabe. Shout out to Fabe. We spun this tune about 30 times, nonstop. And I was just like, I feel like I know this guy. And I think that's something that I've found really, really great about you as a musician, but also now as a brother, is that you do wear your heart on your sleeve, right? And when you are making music in the beginning, obviously coming from the ends, right? Is that the mind frame of what type of musician you want to be remembered as? Or is it just, I'm just being me? Because now it's like, we're going to hear, it's going to sound good. I can vibe to it, but I'm also going to take something from it. Is that something that you like thought about, or was it just something that just happened? Like,
it's just a natural thing, bro. I think for me, it's more of a thing where it's like, I kind of view it as like, music is, you have to attach emotion to music, innit? Mm. Even if it's lit music, whatever it is, I feel like emotion within music is a big thing.
Correct.
And I feel like real experiences that you project into your music, that project outwards to other people, I think there's so many people that relate to your story. It's like, you're saying, for example, like, you're from Peckham, I'm from Northwest London, South Kilburn, for example, yeah? I can tell you stories that you can probably say ditto to. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I can tell you, oh, I know a youth that da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You'd be like, same. Like, we all have pretty much the same struggles, and all the hood stories are the same. So the relatability goes across the board, no matter which part of London that you're from. You can be from southeast, southwest, north, east, whatever. I feel like projecting that realness onto what man's doing, it's just me being myself. And on top of that, you know, as man made more, you know, I'm making more music and more music, I'm realizing that, which I realized a long time ago, is that there's way more normal utes than there are man on the roads. You know what I'm trying to say? Or man trapping, or man doing this, and man doing that. How could you get your message across, which relates to all types of people, you know, like that? Not just people that come from your walk of life. Just because I decided to sell drugs, it doesn't mean that everyone else does. You know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like emotion within music for me is a big thing. And I feel like making sure that that relatability comes across to other people can relate to it. It stays with them. That creates longevity. Personally, that's what I think, innit? Like, if you relate to something, whether it's an experience, whether it's something that happened musically, you can listen.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
I can play you a song that you could probably, you know, it will take you back to some nostalgic time where you were doing something specific. It's like moments in history. Everyone knows where they were when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah, that's actually the truth.
Yeah, I was in school.
I was in a block.
I was in school.
My boy was like, rah, Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Wait, brother, you said South Kelvin?
Yeah.
Like, my parents got robbed there, you know?
It wasn't me.
No, mom and dad. Mom and dad. I think my dad got punched in the face, he dropped.
Don't say that. No. Why do you have to mention that he dropped
it? Because it happened in 96. This is before I was born. So like, yeah, and then I think recently I just would go to care home saying, yo, do you regret anything? Just try and find him.
I think you're looking for something that's lost.
Yeah, no. Every time I hear South Kilburn, I get a little bit angry.
Yeah, I can understand.
But I don't have beef with anyone.
Yeah. I grew up there. I never took part in any of the politics that was going around over there. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm pretty much one of those people that kept myself to myself.
Right. Where were you in 96, September 16th?
What?
Sorry, I'm just trying to just, bro, I don't know.
I wasn't even in the country, bro.
He just wants to know, like,
We wasn't even planning migration then.
Could you just make it clear that you had nothing to do with it? I just wanted to take him off the list.
Okay,
so now we've got to shout. Yeah. We've got to shout a few more people.
Yeah, definitely. I need to buck supply.
Yeah.
And who's out of you?
Demand.
Yeah, Demand.
And Gator.
Yeah, okay, Gator.
Oh, Demand. I just got that.
Come on.
That's so good. Where are you today?
That's so good.
Where are you? Where are you today?
That went literally over my head, considering how big it is.
Do you remember when we first proper met?
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I've did the two things.
You've done the YouTube thing with me for my tape Utopia.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. And it was annoying for me, yeah, because I wanted to wheel the tune so many times, but we only had an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew, I said, this guy's a real brother. If the money got sent into my account, phew.
Yeah. No, but why did it?
I needed it to go in there. Yeah. I needed it to go in there. Just stay there for me now. So since Utopia, yeah, what would you say has been like your biggest career highlight? Because that was when, like, I feel like you became an established artist
yeah.
and things were changing very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Like the streams, the numbers were just ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When did you, what would you say is your career highlight since then?
Directly after that, we dropped Hunchalini the First, which it's already, you know what I'm trying to say, it's done what it needed to do.
What a name.
And it's still, it still keeps going. And then after that, we dropped DNA with Nave Smalls, which is...
Okay, 5 a.m., can we just be honest with you? One of the best songs I've ever heard in my whole life.
Bro, 5 a.m. is... I think that whole compilation with Nave, the DNA itself, I think it's music that was so far ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it released in a time where, bear in mind, we was in lockdown.
Yeah.
We couldn't even tour that. Mm. If we was to tour that tape, it would have been mental. Mm. Do you know what I'm trying to say? We've just had highlights after highlights, bro.
But if you could pick one that is like, it might not even be like down to like music. It could just be like where you was, where you realized, I don't know, you might have done a show somewhere and you got like a reaction and you was just like, damn, like this is something that I should look back at and think about.
That's the self-awareness.
Just in case though, you know what I mean? That was a just in case one.
Bro, this guy's tapped.
Yeah.
I think to answer your question, I think it was like, I done Brixton. That was a great moment. And to be fair, like, I feel like, forget like nationally and regionally, I'm talking more about internationally. Like when we went to Australia for the first time, for example, like, you kind of realise that this thing is so much bigger than what you think it is. Like, bro, man's just a local lad from Northwest. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, in the words of Buck, like, you know what I'm trying to say? We're just local lads, isn't it? You know, that's the reality. You're a local lad. We come from the same place. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, when you are these local lads, brother, put your phone on silent.
No, I'm slapping your bowl. Yeah, no. This is every week, bro.
Yeah, and then you know what? The audacity he has to even look at the notification.
No, but how about this? It went off once, and I didn't see him move. I said, okay, it's gonna go off again, and this has happened.
I can only apologize. That's all I can do.
But yeah, go into like the other side of the world, the complete other side of the world, and seeing man. You don't even need to perform, bro.
No.
They're singing your songs to you. Mm. They're performing to man. Yeah. And I'm getting paid. I'm like, bro.
No, it's mental.
Might as well just split the change. You know, like that. Just fuck it. Like, we go halves or whatever.
Yeah, we went to Australia and we did like we didn't even mean to do it. We went there for a holiday, and then we ended up doing this like show.
It was a holiday disguised as a meet and greet.
Yeah, disguised. Like, yes, and sir. Bro, it was weird to see, bro, this is on the other side of the world. People are moving like
they know you.
Yeah, like they're saying stuff in videos that I forgot.
But we gave people and I think 2 hours notice for a meet and greet. Like it was so unprofessional on our behalf. Yeah. But it was like literally 2 hours. We just all put stories up saying we're gonna be here, da da da. But we couldn't find parking. Like we couldn't even drive it in. And I was like, yo, yeah.
But that's the kind of moments that makes you realize.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, 100%.
In what you're doing, that this, like, first of all, it feels surreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like, brother, you're from 4,000 miles away. To go 4,000 miles to the other side of the world and see that reception that you're getting, it makes you feel like it's an accomplishment, bro.
Yeah.
It's an accomplishment. And all you need to do with that is, someone like myself, I look at that and I get motivated by that to do more, you know, like that. Not just see that and, you know, that's end all be all type shit, you know, like that. It makes me want to do more. So moments like those, I guess for me, is like, those are like kind of pinnacles, like performing. Because for an artist, I feel like you have to be able to perform. Like, honestly, performance is a big part of what you're doing. And to perform really well, people don't want to come and see you on stage and you're just fucking lip syncing your song that's MP3.
They
want to hear vocals. They want to see what their favorite artist sounds like live.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people stray away from that. They just, let's go. Yeah, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, Harry could do a better job. I know this, honestly.
No.
I can't, on stage, you're the guy.
I remember I did Murky Fest, 2019, I think it was.
Pre-COVID, isn't it?
Pre-COVID, yeah, just before COVID. And I always say, I got into the industry at a very good time because I got in just before. I did enough work that when COVID hit, it didn't stop me from being able to, like, still be a household name. But anyway, I remember performing the Man Them songs and doing this in the crowd. I didn't write 1 second of that song.
Yeah.
But I know.
You look like you wrote it.
Oh, bro. I owe Huss money.
Yeah.
I owe him money. Because I performed bare of these songs. Like it was, and I always said to myself, because I love music, I was just like, being an artist and having fans lip syncing your songs and being able to just leave the mic there and let them, they know the song word for word, probably know your own lyrics better than you. That might be the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like even like for me, like to view, like for example, how you guys carry yourself in it, and not just you guys, but we're talking about even extensions, even the rest of the man them, like seeing, for example, what Amin's doing, for example, seeing what AJ does, seeing what Sharky does, and the man them have all branched out to doing things that they're interested in, but they always still come back home, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? There's still that
to do things as
that,
a group.
unity thing going on.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even seeing the man them on world stages, like when I see you guys in Qatar, when I see you guys going here, going there, and the love that you're getting. And on top of that, I know that, you know, trips are paid, the man them are getting paid, but it makes me so happy to know that, because it's like,
mashallah,
you know, alhamdulillah, we're coming from places where we couldn't have even fathomed this shit at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes me happy. And now even like with, you know, some of the man them that are coming up now, like, you know, we were talking about Max earlier, for example. Like, he's one of my favorite, people. You know, like, because you know why? Because he's unapologetically himself innit?
Yeah, fully, of course.
Like, and he doesn't really need to put anything on.
And
I think for me, that's something that sways me towards a person, innit? Like I like you because I know you are you, innit? Yeah. Same with you. Same with Amin. Same with AJ. Like the man them are themselves, innit?
Yeah.
In this game, I've come across too many people that are not themselves. It's all a facade, it's all fake, it's all, and unfortunately I'll be the first to say it, you have to be fake with them.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you have to play the game with them.
Yeah.
You have to play the game. But then there's the other side of the game when you come across, like, you know, when you come outside of the fold of music, and you come to like the space of, like, say, content creating or whatever, you come across people that are just themselves because that's all it requires for you to do, just be yourself.
But how do you distinguish who's being themselves and who's being someone else?
I'm just a really good judge of character.
Yeah, bro. I was about to say, you can know when someone is themselves just based on, like, if it is the conversations are primarily about success, work, and everything else.
I'll give an
example,
Go on.
When we were in Umrah, I don't think we spoke about work once. Apart from if I brought it up. I remember we was praying and I was reciting French tips there, and this is Hancho, bro, come on, man, wait, look, bro, the cupboard's right there. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, it's when the conversations are not about status, it's not about money, it's genuinely about your people skills, genuinely, like how we are as human beings. I think that's when you can realize this is a good guy or this is a good girl.
To be fair, I know what you mean.
To add to what he's saying, bro, man's come
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Cross enough bullshitters in life to know what not like what bullshit is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, man's come across people that the worst of the worst, the best of the best. So when you've seen the top end of it and the bottom end, you know how to be a good judge of character. Because you've seen it. You've seen men that are idiot youths. You've seen men that are opportunists. You've seen men that are, you know, entitled. You've seen entitlement. You've seen all of these kind of aspects from bare different types of people. So once you gauge these traits that they have, these mannerisms and this mentality.
Oh, I can spot it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Adding on to your point.
Wake up, man.
I don't get it.
No, that's how you spot it.
So he was basically, as you can say, you know, you were talking about you're saying notes in the traits, and he was like, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
I can see it.
So
he was acting out your words, basically.
But that was so dead, fam. Honestly.
Honestly, you know why? Because you didn't get it.
Wait, shut up, man. Shut up, Unk.
That's what you're
saying. Shut your mouth.
You're Unk too.
I ain't Unk like you.
Say wallah, you're not Unk.
Wallahi, I'm not Unk.
How old are
you? I'm not you.
How old are you?
How old are you?
How old are you?
How old are you?
How old are you, nigga?
How old are you?
How old are you?
How old are you, man?
You know when this is an uncle.
You know,
this is an uncle.
This is an uncle. This is what it is. This is an uncle.
The realest uncle over here is Broski, because he ain't even got one hair on his head.
Bold man
are automatically unks, even if you're like 18 and with no hair.
Why?
Because
let me ask you a question. Where the fuck is this rule book? This manual of this Unk manual, that you've all read, that I have.
Okay, so when you see man on the streets, and they sign this They're signed to the streets, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's the contract?
Oh, 1-1.
I hear that.
That was 1-1.
It's a contract so that you know exists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
But that's them saying they're street smart. You're calling me Unk.
Oh, 2-1. I think he might have won that. That's the last minute.
Brother.
It's last minute.
Brother, he said the same point again.
Yeah, I know, but it sounded better.
Subhanallah ladhi.
All I'm going to say is, watch this. This is a drop mic moment. I'm my bad.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's stole. I love that.
But anyway, I feel like, yeah, we'll be having this conversation. It'll turn into one of them deeper ones. But I want to play a game.
Go on.
Lighten the load here, yeah?
Goodness me.
One more time.
Yeah, no.
No, generally.
I cannot, you know what it is? I need to stop this. Because I know who I am.
Yeah.
I ain't going to let this Y situation deter me from my.
I don't know why it's 2026, brother. Stop with all that Y stuff. It's done.
So why did you just say? You're a gaslighter.
You know why I told you to
stop? No.
You know why I told you to stop?
Why?
It just felt like authority, innit? You know, and you did it.
Oh, so you
like, I told you to do it and you did it.
Okay, cool. You know, but you're on my pod today. So that's the thing though, man.
That's fine.
Your house to come here. So who's got authority?
Wait. If you don't
mind. Anyway, okay,
no. If you don't mind me asking, how far did you travel from?
3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the real loser here.
See, I'm just saying 3 hours so people don't know where I live.
Play the fucking game.
Fez.
Play the fucking game.
So I'm.
No, generally.
Can I know what day I became a dickhead? What day was it? Was it today, yesterday? All right, cool. I want to play a game, yeah? It's the number game. Dark is going to explain it to you, yeah?
Okay, cool. So we're all going to count from 1 to 10. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Whoever lands on 10, you have to pick a number, and that number is a football player, for example. So you can say 7 is Bukayo Saka. So I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Bukayo Saka, 8, 9, 10. You get it? Yeah. Then if it lands on you again, you pick another number, and that number is a different football player. But it can get confusing because
it could be a football player, it could be a sound,
it could be whatever you
want it to be.
What do you mean like a sound?
Literally, I think the best way to explain it is to play.
Okay, cool.
I swear to God. Right, your clock from round one.
All right, go on.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, so 10. So I'm going to say 3 is Peter Crouch. Yeah? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Say Peter Crouch.
Oh, Peter Crouch. All right, cool.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you pick one.
All right. Number 5 is Ludacris.
Oh my goodness. All right, cool.
Yeah?
All right.
1, 2.
Peter Crouch.
4.
Ludacris.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, you pick one now.
I'll go for 10. Zizou.
That's my goal.
All right, cool.
All right.
I didn't even see that. 1, 2.
So that's the thing though. Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
4.
Ludacris.
6, 7, 8, 9. Zizou.
Oh,
solid. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So it's you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 4 is Zendaya.
Fucking hell, God. Go on.
All right. 1, 2.
Peter Crouch.
Zendaya.
5.
No, Ludacris.
Ludacris. Yeah. No, after this one, because Ludacris.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Zizou.
All right. Now we're starting to get real now.
Yeah, okay.
Because everybody thinks I'm joking,
cool,
yeah? 9 is. Oh! Doing a sound. Yeah?
That's what I mean, man.
Okay.
You killed it. Destroyed the whole game. Yeah.
Wallahi, this guy's brain rot.
Yeah. 1.
2.
Peter Crouch.
Zendaya.
Ludacris.
6, 7, 8. Ew.
Zizou.
Number can't keep landing on me. I'm ready. I want to switch.
It's going to land on me. I can feel it.
Yeah. So you're picking one now. I've forgotten everything.
I'll go for 1.
Yeah.
Bafatimbi Gomez.
Yeah.
Bafatimbi Gomez.
Just there's a 2, right?
No, there's
okay,
not.
Cool.
There's
go on.
Go on, Bafatimbi Gomez.
2.
Peter Crouch.
Zendaya.
Ludacris.
6, 7, 8.
Ew.
Zizou.
Ooh. Are we going to get to 10?
What do you mean?
Are we going to actually complete this?
Yeah, we're
okay,
gonna
cool. All right, Dark, it's you now then.
Okay, cool.
Wait, hold on. Shit.
What's left? Oh, two. Okay. Two. Emre Can.
All right.
Buffer Timmy Gomez.
Emre Can.
Peter Crouch.
Zendaya.
Ludacris.
Six.
There's not a seven.
Yeah, you're good.
Eight. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zizou.
Oh, all right, cool.
You got six, seven,
yeah,
and eight left.
All right, six.
Oh, brother, it's 2026.
Six, yeah, no, it's
2026. Six. Stop saying six, seven.
It's Sadio Mane.
Six is Sadio Mane, yeah?
Yeah, cool. That's easy. Buffer Timmy Gomez.
Emre Can.
Peter Crouch.
Zendaya.
Ludacris.
Sadio Mane.
Seven.
Eight.
Ew.
Zizou.
We're almost there! All right, cool. What's left? Seven and eight, isn't it?
Seven,
I would say... Morgan Freeman.
All right, cool. Morgan Freeman. Go on.
Buffer Timmy Gomez.
You said it first. You said it.
No, hold on. Emre Can.
Yes.
Yes.
You got this. I promise you got this.
Pete Crouch.
Yeah, for Zendaya.
Ludacris. You came up with this one.
Sadio Mane.
Yeah. You came up with this one.
Fucking Morgan Freeman.
Eight.
Nine. Nothing about it, though.
Zizou.
All right, this is it. This is it.
Eight.
So it's
eight is what's okay, cool. Eight is.
All right, this game. We need to finish
it. He's
eight. Itachi.
Itachi. Yeah. All right, go.
All right, Buffer Timmy Gomez.
Emre Can.
Peter Crouch.
Zendaya.
Ludacris.
Sadio Mane.
Morgan Freeman.
Itachi.
Zizou.
We've done it. That's
the first time we finished it.
That's the first time.
Well,
I felt like we're shit at it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie to you, though.
Yeah.
That was an idiot game.
Yeah. But you completed it.
Yeah, but I completed it most.
Nah, but imagine playing that blazed off your head.
Why high? Why'd you go to high first? All right, cool. So listen, obviously, you're here for a reason, obviously, to see your brothers. Yeah. But obviously, the only time we see you is when you're promoting something, which is really sad.
No, that's a lie.
Sad because honestly, I want to talk about
Umrah. What was I promoting? Hajj.
Fairs, you know. One nil.
That's a good point.
Really?
That's
You're terrible.
No, listen. You got a new song on the 22nd called Championship out right now, or out soon, should I say? What is different about this song in comparison to any others? Because you know I got a lot of favorites. Do you know what's different? Say it's the first time I'm listening to Hunch.
The National Education Association, NEA's, Read Across America is the nation's largest celebration of reading, helping students of all ages connect with diverse, inclusive books that make them feel seen and expand their worlds. America's educators are committed to inspiring a nation of readers, sharing the joy of reading by creating classrooms and communities where every student can access books that make them feel reflected and respected. But right now, access to diverse, age-appropriate books is under attack like never before. The past 4 years have brought an unprecedented number of book bans, 6,870 in the 2024-25 school year alone. NEA's Read Across America celebrates the joy of reading through curated book lists, recommended authors, and ready-to-use resources that help every parent and child find the stories they connect with. Join NEA's Read Across America and celebrate the magic of books. Learn more at readacrossamerica.org.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
What would I take from this song?
it's a, I feel like it's an elevated version of myself personally. That's number one. I'll definitely say that. Secondly, it's what we were talking about in the beginning, man. It's got more to do with the emotion aspect of music, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? Even like, you know, I put a snippet of the song on Instagram before I even went on tour to Australia. That was in September. I remember seeing Darkest when I was at the gym, when man was gonna, I think like a week before I was going or something, right? I put it on my Insta, I went from there to TikTok. I done a TikTok for it myself officially, like start of this month, and it just went ballistic. You know what I'm trying to say? It just went completely viral, and it just proved to me that it's the content of what I'm saying. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like certain things you're forced to do as an adult that's trying to get things together and just trying to make life work, and you know, the choices that you have going against you and the choices that you have to make you who you are. I think that is what, I would say that's what's different, but yet again, it's just me being myself, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? So nothing different, mate. Just me being me.
Do you find it easy to have like an element of like vulnerability within your music?
Yeah, I think vulnerability makes me, you know, makes you human, innit? Like none of us are perfect, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, so having that level of vulnerability in your music makes other people that are listening realize that, yo, my man is just like, man, we both bleed red, not united, because they're shite. But yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you don't support United, don't
you? He supports that United team. Why? That begins with A.
Aston Villa.
And ends with L.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like arse and anal. That's who he supports. He supports arse anal.
To be fair, he can talk now. They're at the top of the league, no?
They're top of the league, but they need us. They needed us on the weekend and they still couldn't finish their dinner. Joke man team.
Can you tell me your last five games against Notts Forest, please?
Nottingham Forest?
Yeah.
Our last five games.
What happened?
I don't remember being Sky Sports.
Take out your phone right now.
I'm not doing nothing that you told
take
me to
out
do.
Have we not won once?
Who? Against Nottingham Forest? Yeah. If you listen to him.
We? Motherfucker, you French?
if you listen to him, yeah. You listen to him, bro, this guy only started supporting Arsenal 2 years ago.
He's a liar.
Two years ago.
He's an absolute
liar. I remember when he messaged me, he goes, Harry, what, do you reckon I should support Arsenal? I said, bro, whatever makes
man
you happy.
Man said, why would I ask another grown man?
Because he was asking
reckon?
Me. I remember,
do you reckon?
He said to me, he goes, HP, bro, how you doing? I said, salam alaikum,
I would
bro.
Never call him HP.
And he said, how you, and he said, how you doing? As well.
I would never say how you doing.
So then he said to me, he goes,
he's never asked me how I'm doing in my life.
No, he said to me, and that's when I knew he was a bit nervous. He was thinking, oh, what team should I support? It makes sense. I get it, bro.
All right.
I get it.
Back to I was going to say something. There's a viral clip of Darkest in an airport.
Oh yeah, doing a dance.
Yeah.
People don't even know that song was made by me.
Yeah, you know, it's,
I'm the person the saying super mother.
Where was this?
This was at the airport. We were coming back from Umrah.
No way.
Yeah, bro. You left before us.
Yeah, I was ill.
So we're all
I was ill.
But have you seen the video of him?
Yeah. When he's doing
him and Chuck's behind camera. And he's doing
this one.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I where that came from. And you know, I stopped listening. But anyway,
that was unnecessary.
No, because you know it is though.
No, but that you just
I felt left out.
No, but you literally right now you just left the Umrah.
Nah, see, you go left. You go left. You see, when you're like making projects, right? Yeah. Is there one song? Well, there has to be, but it's a silly question. But I want to know from your perspective: is there one song that you're like, this is the one? This is the one, regardless of everything. Everything else is great, but this is the one. And then when it comes out, that's not the one that everyone gravitates to.
There's two ways to kind of gauge that. I'm the type of person that goes with what I like, innit? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Other people will go with what they, I guess, they feel like has more mass appeal. For me, it's more about the music that I like, innit? Whichever song I like, I'll view that as this is going to be the one that's going to do well. For the project that I'm working towards right now, which is in its mixing stages, you're going to love it, bro. You as well, bro. I think we can say one thing is that there's, in the UK, there's artists that release singles and they go off and, you know what I'm trying to say, all of that kind of stuff, right? But when they release projects, no one cares. But then there's artists in this country, when they release projects, man are locked in.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to say, without being too
arrogant and up my ass,
not one of those guys. I will humbly like to say I'm one of those artists. If I drop a project, man are locking in, because I have proved myself to be an artist that can compile a body of work that is not only consistent and cohesive with everything else.
Fucking hell, Hunt.
Yeah. But it's
you learned it yesterday.
No, cohesive.
I remember you texted me yesterday and said I got a new word for the pod.
Yeah.
Cohesive. Well done, bro.
Yeah.
Wallahi, I went to school. Yeah. How about that? Wallahi, I went to school.
You can tell with these lyrics, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I went to school. But yeah, not only is it the consistency and the cohesiveness of the project, but as an artist, I built a world as opposed to going towards, like, I've got my sound, don't get me wrong, but sounds have to evolve. Mm. As an artist, you can't make music and not, you know, go through a stage of like evolution, like of your sound, innit? You have to take it somewhere else. Cause man don't make the same beats that they were making fucking five years ago, ten years ago.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You won't hear a beat like Through the Wire getting made right now.
Mm.
You won't, but we can all collectively agree that that's one of the greatest instrumentals.
Of course.
And the performance by the artist elevates it by a million, right? Yeah. I think just, you know, focusing on the project itself, when you actually focus on the project and what message you want to portray and what type of world you want to bring people into, from there I kind of gauge on to what songs need to come out as singles or this is the one and this is the one. Because you don't want to be in a position where you've got, you know, one song where you think it's the one and you put all your eggs in one basket. You want to have at least four or five songs that are of amazing quality and they're just, you know, amazing songs that you can actually put your eggs into and you're like, cool, these are five baskets. Get me? If I was to give this to a Ghanaian, is he going to eat all of them?
Yeah. Is it going to be good eggs?
That's it.
Do you say, like, one thing I've realized with your projects is that it's quality over quantity.
100%.
Right? So it might be 11 or 12 songs.
Yeah.
Six of them get added to the playlist.
Yeah.
What is the process of when you're doing that? Do you, obviously I know some of the team's here right now, but do you have like a listening session with the decision makers, or is it down to like your sole decision where you're like, these are the ones that need to run?
First of all, I'd like to say love and respect to the man them, but none of their opinions sway me at all. Mm. Like, I think personally.
So in shortness, fuck you.
Fuck the man there.
Yeah, remember, see, I'm looking at you.
Fuck you,
Lily. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Saying to you. And you, Aaron, as well.
To be honest, the man them do have an amazing ear for music, innit? Do you know what I mean? But I think when it comes down to, if you're doing something, if you're creating a body of work, you are the creative, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? You hear it, you see the vision, you've got the vision. Only you, there's sometimes you have a vision that you can't even, you know, explain to someone because it's so deep in your mind, you don't even know how to get put it into words. You know what I'm trying to say? So if you don't take control of the decision making, then, and other people are going to make that for you. Do you want someone else to make a mistake and then you blame them for them?
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? If someone else picks a song, it doesn't do what you think it's going to do. Someone like me, I'm going to start roasting them.
Mm.
But at the same time, they could be right though, no? They could be right. They could love the song. You could be like, about it. But the song ends up doing mad numbers.
Yeah, but I think for me, like, as much as, you know, people are interested in the numbers game, I don't think for me music has ever been a numbers game for me. Although it's amazing to see myself doing numbers and whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's more to do with the fact that, you know, I'm a creative, innit? Like, I make music for the sake of music, innit? I've never really done it for financial gain. Like, that's all secondary. If you make good music, if you are an avid listener of great music and you're influenced by good music, you are going to, and you've got that musical gene in you, you are going to make great music.
Yeah.
So me approaching it with that type of like energy is always going to make me come out with more quality over quantity because I'm chasing a hit. I'm not chasing a hit. Mm. I'm going to the studio to vent. Ultimately, I'm going there to speak about my life and experiences and put them onto a microphone, into Logic, get it mixed and put it out to the world to see who else relates to it.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Sick.
You know, like that. So, you know, to answer your question, there's not like a one song that I would say is like, oh, you know, this is the one. Mm. You know what I'm trying to say? You need to have the ones.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be plural. You need to have plenty of them. You need to have at least, if you've got a 12-song tape, you need to have at least 5 songs.
Mm.
That was going to be my next. Like, if you ever drop like a mixtape or an album, are you hoping for like one or two of these songs to be hits and the rest are just eh? Or are you hoping for every single song to at least do something?
I try my utmost best not to do filler music.
Mm.
There's something called like fillers.
It's filler music.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely fact.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
So like, it's like an anime, you know, if you watch anime,
yeah, filler episodes.
Yeah, it's like a filler episode, yeah. But in terms of music, yeah.
So like, you know, there's some artists that would release a project and they'll have songs in there that ultimately they don't even need to be there. Mm. You know what I'm trying to say? They've just put it in there because it's just an extra song.
Mm.
But it doesn't really, it's not really like matching with the energy of, you know, the songs before it on the track list and the songs after. It's just like the odd one out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have that type of situation going on. Or someone like me, I'm not on that. I don't want to make music that are just, you know, filling the gaps kind of say I want to drop a 14 track mixtape and I've only got 10 songs. Now I'm going to have to make just four quick songs to just, make sure I hit the quota.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm not here to meet the quota. I'm here to do things properly. If I'm not ready to drop, I'm not ready to drop. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. This year I'm planning to drop 3 tapes personally.
God damn.
You know, like, because for the last year I dropped 1 tape, Utopia 2. It's done amazingly well. We went off the back of that. We've done a tour. We've done a couple festivals as well. The year before that, I dropped a 1 tape, and I think I've dropped a tape every year. But this tape, I'm dropping 3. This year, I'm dropping 3, mainly because the quality of music that I've been making has been mind-boggling, bro. Like, it even stuns me. I'll finish a song and I'll be like, "How did I make this?"
Mm.
It's like I was almost in a trance making the music. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, all of them are going to be the same as what I'm, you know, the project that I'm wrapping up now.
Yeah.
They're all going to be consistent. They're all going to be, you know, they're all going to be quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Always. So, yeah.
One of my favorite songs is Huncho French.
Just hold it. I was going to hold it. It's crazy. Can you?
Yeah, go on.
So you said you're dropping 3 tapes, yeah? So, listen, I'm not asking for a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like me and Harry deserve to feature in at least one song.
I think you're shit.
No, I'm a battle rapper. You get me?
So it's like, I know this. We battle rapped already.
Yeah, no, I'm very good at battle.
We battle rapped in the list.
I don't know if I can rap on a tune now. I can't rap with a beat.
No, I can. I used to be a rapper. One of my favorite songs is Huncho French Tips. I had a je suis, she got French hips. Her lips were bougie, she gave me French kiss. I went to Paris and got a French brick. I robbed that nigga. He had a French stick. That's all.
Nah, you could have said quick, man.
But I didn't want to.
Nah, man. You
I got
it,
a 9/11. You in the road, I might launch you. Salad, I might raunch you.
They put Caesar on there, but yeah, carry on.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing.
Who puts ranch on salad, bro? Are you a bro?
I'm not a ranch guy in general.
I'm a ranch guy.
You put ranch on salad?
I've never seen
it. Wallahi, I don't even know what ranch is. Wallahi, I don't know what it is. What is ranch?
It's a shit sauce.
Bro, honey mustard all the way, brother.
See, what are you going through, man?
I go through a lot, man.
Wait, you get honey mustard by
honey
choice?
Honey mustard, come on, man.
Honey mustard.
So you choose honey mustard. So you go to Subway and say, pop honey mustard.
My go-to sauce is obviously always going to be like barbecue sauce.
Good. Yeah, see, look, there we go. There's
the Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, the best barbecue sauce in the world.
Okay. Are you a ketchup man?
Yeah, of course. Ketchup is like standard. Like, I'm not a mayo.
I can never do mayo.
Yeah, you lost me there. I love mayo.
But I can do burger sauce.
But that's just mandatory.
Top 3 inventions after headphones and toilets.
Yeah, I'd agree.
What about cars, bro?
No, cars as well. No, but toilets and headphones come before that.
Nah, because realistically, you could just squat and shit, innit?
How about this? When you're in a car, you need a toilet, but when you're in a toilet, you don't need a car.
What?
No, have you ever taken a shit really, really quickly because you needed to leave?
Yeah, many times.
But now imagine a toilet in a car.
See, that will work.
A toilet in a... Yeah, fair play.
See what I'm saying?
While you're driving.
But you can't have a car in a toilet. You need the toilet for the car.
Yes. But
so the toilet's more important than the car.
You can't have
the
car in
the
toilet.
The 9 mil is better, but it's a star. Driving, I went slow, but I went far. Got a dad, big up my ma.
Oh, can't lie, that was a bar.
Oh, that's my bra. No, don't get me started today, bro. Seriously. Where have you been, though? Where are you?
I'm ill.
Idiots.
You're not ill.
Bro, yeah, I've got a cough.
Say like
a
two well, idiots.
Bro, you know, man would outbar you, though. Don't ever take this thing for a joke.
But take that stuff back to Peckham, please. Yeah.
See, no, why I Peckham? You know, I've met this guy, he's always talking about...
I love Peckham.
I know you are.
I know you are.
It's a very
nice RIP English.
No, I love Peckham.
Yeah. I actually love Peckham. I think Peckham's like...
Oh, you're being genuine. Okay.
No, when he first met me, that's what we was talking about ends. It was like an ends off.
What do you love about Peckham?
Peckham's always like, when you look at like, especially like, forget everything else, yeah? You just look at, for example, just culture and just diversity. Peckham's always been, like, historically, that was the hub for like, then it just kind of branched out and there was Bricky and whatever. But culturally, and even when it comes down to music, like, I think one of the people that actually open the doors for music is, you know, the Giggler. You get me? Giggler himself. And I think that itself holds a lot of weight just for Peckham. And I think I've been to Peckham a few times. It is a strange place. Yeah. It's strange in a comfortable way.
Yeah.
Only because man come from places that are very similar.
Yeah.
Like,
so like Kilburn has very is so similar to Peckham High Street. In a sense of it's got so much culture and you can only be comfortable in that place if you are from somewhere that's similar.
Yes.
So if you're from a place where there is so much poverty, there are so many different countries.
Yes.
There is weed smoke in the air.
Always, constant.
There is nitties that look like they've just come from JD. Yeah.
There's a man that shots incense that wears a kufi. Yeah.
There's a man smoking a zoot, but he's got a kufi on his head and he's about to go do prayer. You need that balance.
First time I went to Peckham, bro, I saw a bullet in an ATM. And that's when one of the biggest questions of my life hit me. Yeah,
he
and
crashed out. The guy crashed out. Yeah. He probably tried to.
But how angry? There was no bread there, and he blammed it. He said,
"How
this.
Angry do you have to be at your back, bro?
Have you ever thought you had something, and you've gone to go and check on it, and it's not there?
Yes, plenty of times.
That's his way to vent.
Yeah, I think
that's his way to vent.
The only difference between me and him, I didn't have a gun.
That ATM will remember me.
Yeah.
Was it how many shots was it? One?
No, it was just good. a one shot in the corner as well.
That's what it
is. Like the screen still works.
That's what you need though. That's what you need.
He was probably fuming. He tried. He went for a headshot. It didn't work. He just thought, yo.
Man said he went for a headshot. It didn't work. I saw that the artwork cover.
Yeah.
Is football inspired?
Yes.
What's the reasoning behind that? Obviously, it's been 2 years since you started supporting Arsenal. So, like, was that the main reasons for it, or was this like what was it about?
Top of the league, top of the Champions League, FA Cup fourth round, Carabao Cup like semi-finals. Like, come on now, like let's stop playing games.
Are you gonna win anything?
You've got Darkus playing a striker for you, but with a ginger beard. You know what I'm trying to say?
Do you think I look like Mbomo?
No, see, that is, I would say it's racist, but it's not. Anyway, so what was the artwork inspired by? The love of football, obviously.
Song School Championship.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Invincible era. That was the Invincible trophy, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, so so you got inspiration from 96 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm a United supporter. Yeah, I support United.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I can't say nothing right now.
Don't do that primary school one. Don't do it. I know what he was going to do.
What, name me what, five players?
Yeah.
I was going to say, give you the starting 11.
No, I think I could do that.
Go on.
I don't know the keeper. What's the name again?
Lehmans.
Him. Okay, cool. So we got Dalot at right back.
Yeah.
We got Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire comes off the bench more.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But he started last game.
Lenny Yoro.
Yeah.
Lenny Yoro.
He comes off the bench as well. But
Lissandro Martinez is back now.
Yes,
okay, cool. And left back, we got Luke comes off the bench. Left back, we got Dorgu. Luke Shaw came off the bench against City.
He started the game.
Then I'm sorry for my behaviour.
Yeah.
Okay, so Luke Shaw, Dorgu.
So how many players in the back line?
Okay, you've named
like seven players.
You've already put like seven
man
there.
Seven players
A man can't be playing 7-2-1, bro.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, fuck you. Okay, so I'm going to say,
seven at the back. Okay,
Casemiro, Bruno. Who's that second little fucking bastard right there?
Yeah, who's that one then?
No, who's?
Yeah, come on, man.
And Herrera.
And you can do one.
GG's, brother.
Who's our third brother?
Yeah. Bro, you're asking me, and get your hand off my knee as well. Get a hand off my knee, please. What's that? Can you get off my knee, please?
Just tell me who it is.
Bro, there's no, and Herrera's not there.
No, I know it's not Herrera.
Bro, it depends. It could be Casemiro or Mainu.
Mainu, but he just came back. Who was it before him?
Ugarte.
See, I knew it. See, that's the guy.
Okay, go on. There's
okay,
more.
Ugarte, and then we got what? My man, we got Cunha, Mbeumo, and Salahuddin.
You're forgetting your star player, man. One of your star players. Initials AD.
I'm a Diallo.
My brother, though.
See?
Salam.
So let's be real, though.
No.
He's not a United fan.
I am. No, I support them in spirit. He knows who United are. That's it. We leave it there. He's not a fan. You're not a fan.
Yes, I am. I'm not a fan, but I'm just not a passionate fan. That's it.
You're just not a fan. Okay.
I am a fan. I'm just not a passionate fan.
What's the name of our stadium?
Old Trafford, man. Theatre of Dreams.
I
know who the manager was before Alex Ferguson.
Who?
Ron Atkinson.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Whoa.
Come on, bro.
Google your friend, innit?
Yeah,
okay, so who's the manager after Fergie?
After Fergie, it was Moyes.
Who's after Moyes?
After Moyes, it was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
No,
it was Jose. Jose.
Van Gaal.
Van Gaal. Yeah. Then it was Ole.
Nope.
Then it was Jose.
Yep.
Then it was Ole.
Yep.
Okay, then it was Ole.
It wasn't actually, it was Ragnick first. After that. Ragnick.
Okay, so where did, so Ole was never there.
Now, brother, just, wallahi, stick to basketball, bro. That's your thing.
Who's your team in basketball? Who's your team?
Lakers and Knicks. So Lakers in West, Knicks in East.
Brother, that's an idiot thing.
Bro. I know, but I only start supporting the Knicks because I met them.
Yeah.
I can't lie, they're very nice guys, bro. I was like, I have to support you. They're cold.
What? They're very nice. You're a basketball fan, innit?
Yeah.
What's your team?
What do you think?
Toronto Raptors.
No. I support a shit team. 76ers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, we met them as well.
Yeah, we met them as well. Good people.
They're mad cool.
Yeah, they were. I'm a Rockets fan.
Yeah, Rocket. I like Rockets, man. You like Rockets because of
you
James
like Rockets.
Harden.
No, James Harden, Kevin Durant.
No, but that's not.
No,
a Rocket,
brother,
though.
You said you like Rockets. Well, like, if that's what you're into, act, bro, just say it to me now. But the man,
I like Rockets.
You're like, bro, you can't be saying that, man. Fuck, man. Said it with passion as well. I like Rockets. What's going on?
I like Rockets.
I like explosive Rockets.
Whoa, that's even worse. That's what you like. He's off. Send him off, man. All right, cool. Crazy. All right, so I want to discuss this quickly just because I saw what you did with the FA Cup as well. It was really, really good. What is it like working with your club, a club that you supported from when you was younger? And obviously now that you're at this age right now doing so well, your team's also doing well and could potentially win a trophy. What's that like for you?
It's an amazing feeling. Obviously, that was, we done that last season.
Yep.
With the FA for their, I think it was the fourth round at the time, wasn't it? With United, obviously we lost the game, gutted. But you lot didn't win it. You didn't win it though.
Well, you know, can I be honest with you? Beating Arsenal.
How could that be your staple as a
No, beating Arsenal.
How could that be your staple? Beating Arsenal is better than winning.
No, it's not that.
Come on,
beating
now,
Arsenal,
man.
Yeah, is just to show you lot that no matter how big you lot think you are, you're always going to be our sons.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a delusional Arsenal fan. I'm not these Arsenal fans that you come up against.
What type of Arsenal fan are you then? Because this will give
me
the
respect. I'm a realistic Arsenal fan.
And what does that mean?
Ask me questions and then you'll figure it out.
All right, it's fine. All right, so do you think Arsenal are an underachieving football club?
They have been for a long time, yes.
And that's where the conversation ends. Now I know.
It doesn't end there. Though.
No. Now I know that you're not silly and you're not delusional.
No.
I kind of agree with
you. No. But you're basing it off like... it's like me asking you the same question about United.
We are a very underachieving club that has had tons of success.
Yeah, we've had tons of success too, though.
Yeah, but
we just ain't had European success.
Facts. Yeah.
You know, like that.
But I'll say one thing, though.
Say it.
I don't think Arsenal's the club's the problem.
They might not be.
I think that, you see, when you're doing...
You think it's the manager or the fans?
No, I think it's the fans. I think sometimes, you got to look at it like this, when you're building something, especially if you've taken it from something that has been the highest level, which is Arsene Wenger.
Why are you taking it? No, I'm just adding ad libs. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
When you're taking for someone like Arsene Wenger,
good guy.
It is difficult to replicate that in a matter of seasons.
So
it's got to take time. You got to rebuild
every day.
You know what I'm trying to say? Oh. Right now,
Harry, you know this better than everyone.
Harry,
football. Like I had to call him Harry. I might even call you Harriet, blood.
Yeah. Okay. Like, do what you need to do.
Like, you know how much football has changed in the last 10 years.
Everything.
When we're talking about football's become way more robotic. In terms of like tactically, inverted wingers, fucking
ruin the game.
All of this kind of nonsense, yeah? Mm. Which is obviously good for the game, innit? If you know football, you know that it's way more advanced than it was 10 years ago.
Way more.
A lot of people can't keep up with football nowadays. Like,
a lot.
If you look at underachievers in terms of, like, say, for example, people like Gyökeres, for example, right? Or say, even if you was to add Sesko into that conversation, if you look at the list of people, including wingers, that have scored less than 10 goals, for example, brother, the list is going
It's a list, but what I'm trying to say? My thing is, with Arsenal, I don't think that they're underachieving. I don't. I actually don't. I think that they put pressure on themselves as a fan base, and the media adds to it, so that every season that they don't win the league, it's like it's a failure. It's not. Stepping stones to get to where they need to get to.
I don't think like that. I'm on what you're saying. I think just because we didn't win the league with a squad where we didn't even have a second squad there, we didn't even have anyone on the bench. We didn't have depth. Let's be honest.
Shit.
Yeah. I swear to God, bro, fucking piss me off.
I give you license to bottle him.
I'm just trying to help
with the traitor's mug.
We didn't have the depth to win the league.
So I've got a question.
I think even now, for example, like, as much as we're top of the league right now,
yeah,
as much as we've done amazingly well in the Champions League, all the clean sheets, whatever, we've only lost one game this season, no?
No, you've lost two or three. Mm.
You lost to Aston Villa. I don't know. Aston Villa.
No, we lost to Villa and we lost to
Liverpool.
Liverpool first game.
Oh, City, you drew.
Was it one of the first games of the
season?
Yeah,
you lost to Villa.
1-0. The Sobos, like, free kick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the two, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Like, this season is a season where if we don't win it,
It's a failure. Okay.
This season is the season if we
don't win it. So can I ask you a question just straight off the bat?
Go on.
Are you going to win the league this season?
I think we should win the league this season.
See that question? It needs a straightforward answer. It's like me saying to you, are you Muslim?
Yes, but that's a different question. That's about faith.
No.
This is about what you believe in.
Do you believe in Arsenal?
Yeah. No, I didn't like that.
I believe in one God, not in Arsenal.
Yeah.
1-0, pussy.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Fuck off.
For the sake of Allah?
Yes.
All right, cool. There's other things that that you do, obviously, in terms of merch-wise, but I don't even call it merch. It's clothing.
Yeah.
Like, fashion is something that I feel like you take very, very personal. Even, like, with your music, the brands that I've heard you mention are then popping 2-3 years later, right?
Come on, G.
When you think of fashion and obviously putting it out to the world for people to buy, what's the purpose of it? Is it you want to change the way people are dressing, or is it the thing where you just want to share how you love clothes and how you dress? Like,
just share what I'm wearing, what I want to, I guess, what I feel like is amazing clothing, amazing designers, people that actually take fashion forward, and just something different, innit? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like this is a personal diss to you, yeah. Personal diss.
Go on.
You won't see me wearing Fear of God Essentials. But you will see Harry Panero.
When have you seen me wear it?
No, I can't lie. That's your brand.
When have you seen me wear it?
Say wallah, you've never worn it.
But when have you seen me wear it?
I've seen you wear it on one of the clips.
One clip.
It doesn't matter, but you wore it.
Yeah, one clip.
Yeah, you wore one it. Clip. But one people clip. Don't even realize that Fear of God is actually a sick brand when you leave. Like, they have three departments. They have Essentials, which is in the name, Essentials. Yeah, yeah. Mm. They have their mid-tier.
FOG, which is my cousin's brand that he's aligned with Fear of God.
And then there's the top of the top range. There's the top of the top range of Fear of God, bro.
Yeah, that's got no brand on it.
Barely. But yeah, it's more about the textiles that they use. It's more about the quality of the clothes as opposed to spare graphic shit, right? Mm. But
I can't wear that, you know, Fear of God. I don't know why. It's just, Fear of God's on my heart.
Because you don't fear God.
No, he's on my heart. I'm telling you, that Fear of God's in my heart.
You don't fear him enough. You fear God.
So I have to wear it across my chest?
Yes. He obviously does. Yeah. He wanted to
I'm an essential
world.
Person
yeah.
when it comes to fearing God.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I'm trying to say to you? For the way to you, ask me to you, you're made to you. So like, you see what happened there? If you get clothing, yeah? Like, in terms of like, you want to do like a shoot there, yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you do like an old and bold collab with your brand?
Would you want to do that? Come, let's join feet.
See, this is the thing, man.
Join feet is fucking true.
Why, man?
Why, man? Yeah, for real. No, seriously though, would you? Because I'm thinking
that's disrespectful. Let me put my foot down.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah. Only one person can be the alpha male here.
No, but you're facing your foot towards me, so yeah, that's disrespectful.
That's
towards
why
me.
Exactly. No cultural norms, bro.
Well, who cares?
Fake Senegalese man wouldn't do that.
So you're facing Lara. You don't care about her.
Actually, face
Lara's, Lara's from England.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lara.
No, I want to do it. Like, Jim, bro, why don't people want to collab with us?
Yeah, no. you know, personally, I don't care.
But what type of collab are you talking about, though?
Just old and bold, Hunchalini the first.
No, but how does that make it look?
How, well,
look,
like, you what do you want me to do?
It's just, give it a nice ring. That's too much.
Why?
Old and bold, Hunchalini the first.
No, obviously, we'll call it something else, but just in principle, that's what it would be.
But what would you want to do? What's
bro,
the,
fuck it. Just say you don't want to do it. It's fine, bro. It's well, okay,
I cool. don't want to do it.
Well, like, fine. That's I knew it anyway. I knew it anyway.
That's it.
Hunch on board.
Okay. I'm just never do that again.
I'm just brainstorming.
No, never do that again.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. So we know we have to leave it with a freestyle, right?
Yeah, cool.
Take it away.
Can you start? I like when you start, then I just kind of add on.
You like it when I start? When have I ever started for you? You see, this is the thing. You got any new brethren that man can get them?
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
They don't have the same qualities as bro, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. This episode was an all-timer. She give good brain, she a all-shiner. That means she don't shine anybody but me.
Yeah.
I got a lot of pee. That's money. I ain't being funny, bang you in your nose, make your blood nose runny.
I got on a shirt that says no rules.
No rules.
I went in his house with no tools.
No tools.
I rolled with bridges, no fools.
No fools.
That's all I had. That's all I grabbed.
Ooh.
Can you help me?
Honcho, talk to me.
Let's carry on one line at a time.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Start the first rhyme that you did again because I got a sick one for that.
I can't remember what I said.
Give me brain. That's what you said. Something about giving brain or something. You give brain.
Oh, no, no. Okay. That's what I said. Cool. Stop for a laugh. This episode is an all-timer. I got a girl and she all finer.
Oh. Darkest look like he got Alzheimer's.
Okay. So, all right, man. So this has been old and bold.
How do I look like I have
Alzheimer's? Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you know you got like a big headline.
Yeah, this has been old and bold. This has been M. Honcho. New single will be out by the time this episode comes out called Championships. Go get that. Go stream that. You already know the vibes. This is a good brother of ours. May Allah guide him with everything he's doing, man. My brother from another mother, man. You already know the vibes, man.
Come on, my bro. Yo.
Bro, you're...
Oh, hold on.
Now I wanted free hands.
What?
This is... Free hands?
There's someone in the room here with us today.
Yeah, do you know what? Fuck it. Max, come here.
Come here.
Yeah, it's because...
Come here, man.
I keep wearing that as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'll keep be real, yeah. Is he Max?
Have we got a mic?
You might as well be
Max. We've got a mic for him here. He can use this one. My brother. Come on, man. Good to see you, man. How are you?
I can't complain, man.
Yeah, you know the fact that no one can hear you. Yeah?
You smoked a zoo. You look high as hell. Yeah.
Oh, but you know I'm mad.
All right, so Max, man. Obviously, last time you was on the pod, you told us that you had an episode with Will Smith.
A
YouTube video with Will Smith. Mm. How's things changed since obviously you and Will Smith linked up?
Has Jada shouted you?
Whoa, that's broski.
Jada's broski. Jada's broski.
Jada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can get the confusion. Jaden.
Obviously, Will Smith, Broski, day one, you know the band.
Day one?
You and
So how long you known him from since?
But I got his number.
You got his number?
What'd you point at?
Man just put it in
one. No, you know, just point in
red. I said, man's got my phone down there.
Okay, cool.
What's that one like, actually, got his number?
So I'm in a GC with him and his team.
Okay, why'd you say you're in a GC with him?
Huh?
You said you're in a GC with him. That's a hot.
Him and his team.
Oh, okay, cool.
The whole system, pattern. obviously Will Smith done a video.
Do you want to go talk to the mic? Because the mic's there.
Yeah,
though,
I can do that. Good. Yeah. Obviously, yeah, I thought Will Smith went out, it's bad.
What did he just say? What did he just say? What did he just say?
Yes, I thought Will Smith is mad.
Are you yak today?
Oh, can't lie.
I bet we're trying to freestyle. Do you want to join in? I think you should start off a freestyle.
Start off the freestyle. You know what I'm lit. I'm with a bros game mantra. You know what that's lit. I can't lie. My favorite song, man, used to bang it when I had. How about this? You know, me and Donald Trump took the same vaccine. When I was in the hospital, wallahi, plateau, I even got snap memories. I used to bang Wonderland, him and Unknown T.
Oh, man. You're near Unknown T's block right now. Should we call him?
Oh, he's here, come then.
All right, should we call him? He's here, come then.
That's his cousin over there.
They look like. I need a rubber band.
I saw a video that you posted today.
Chat to man.
When you were like
today.
When you thought you could just when you no, it wasn't today, but I think it was like
the get out, get days, out, get out.
When he said what did he say again?
Hey, see this, yeah?
Yeah, you know when someone does that?
You see this, he's thinking all the way from Northwest.
When you, the shorty thinks that you could sing and you started singing to the camera.
Oh, when I was singing Justin Bieber, sorry.
It? No?
Yeah. Go on, can, oh, wallah, I have. Wallah, I have. Wallah, I have.
I know exactly what
you're talking about. Give us a live performance, though.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
I wasn't bad, you know. I'm not gonna try. I tried to violate, but I wasn't bad.
No. Yeah, why? I what's everyone here's favorite M. Huncho song?
Calm Days. That Nothing Will Ever Be Nothing. Calm Days, and there's another one you released with AM called Captions. Those two songs are my favorite.
Muse. What a banger.
Banger.
French Tips. Nasty. Incredible.
You're nasty.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Wow. Of course I am the plug.
I'm not forgetting Tranquility, though.
Oh, yeah, Tranquility is stupid though. But you see Tranquility,
that's too mainstream.
Can I be honest with you though? You see Tranquility, yeah? It was my song and then it blew up and I just didn't like it.
I don't like songs that blow up.
Because I checked it today, I was like, why has it got 55 million streams?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I wanted it to have just 1,000 so I can keep it here.
What? Okay, but wait, what do you mean?
No, just keep it right there. Just me and my and Tranquility right there. Hello, Tranquility. I like you, lad.
Allah, he's specky.
No, he's got no honesty.
Bro, I'm a new spec.
What?
I'm a new spec.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
But I'm doing it because of my lyrics.
Yeah?
So.
Okay, you had 15 minutes, so you must have something.
Just shout out to Wonderland, M. Huncho, and R&T.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Just shout out to them.
Allah, he shout out to Max, second person to take the COVID vaccine ever in the world.
Hey. No, I first.
Know first.
Yeah him
before
and Trump.
Before Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, did he take it before Donald Trump?
Donald Trump took it, and then I said, fuck it. Broski sent it to my number, about it.
He sent it to you?
No,
was it DHL?
Right, so were you on the phone to him, yeah?
I can't lie, I'm trying to pattern him.
You're trying to pattern him? Where is it?
I'm trying to pattern him on my channel.
One more time.
I'm trying to bring him on my channel.
Okay. You're trying to bring him on your channel?
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Okay, sick. Amazing.
Just violate
him. Are you not like hard of hearing or something?
What do you mean?
You don't understand him or something?
Oh yeah.
No, I do, but sometimes it's the second time.
I understand everything he says.
Bring me on stage, I've never been on stage.
Oh, wallahi, next show I have, you're there.
When?
I'm going to announce it soon. You're gonna be there,
bring me on the stage.
You're going to be on the stage.
Yeah, right.
Wallahi, I'll get you a chair as well, you can sit.
Yeah. Oh. Why does he need a chair?
Why is it? Are you going to serenade him?
What are you trying to say? Ref, I've seen this one before. Send him off. Bro, he's able to stand.
I want to see you 25.
I know we don't look like it.
He's going to get tired, bro. You don't want to stand
there. No, I'll backflip and I'll do my dance. You're a backup dancer,
no? Oh yeah, no. You're not a backup dancer. You're the main guy. You're the main guy. Cause
what does this mean to you to be sitting like next Jenny to M. Huncho right
that's
now?
That's dramatic for me, because yeah. Shout out to Wonderland, M. Huncho, and Alan T.
Amazing.
I met Max for the first time properly.
No one cares. Anyway, listen, we're going to end the show now. We don't care.
No.
Fuck Harry. Pussy.
You can't link, man. Come to the gym and we'll show you what time it is. Come to the ring. Come to the gym, I'll show you what time it is. Come to the ring, I'll show you what time it is.
No, you can't.
Check out the bling, I'll show you what time it is. Go to the station and you sing and you know what time it is. I ain't talking about the thing from the corner shop.
Ooh, that was good.
I ain't talking about the thing from the corner shop.
He thinks I can't at the corner shop.
I can't go there because the corner's hot.
Ooh.
Might go down to the shawarma shop.
Ooh. Bow. The llama's hot.
What?
What's llama then?
Llama's a gun,
bro. Stop being silly.
Yeah.
The
you look like a hillbilly.
Shh. I haven't said, man. You're a hillbilly.
All right, cool, loves. Anyway, genuinely, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. We've got a little feature from Max. We got M Huncho, of course, my co-host, Darkest Man.
I had a hat.
Shout out to my dad.
Let me try it on. Let me try it on. Wallahi, it suits me though.
Yeah, man.
Hard.
Yeah. Just got your hat taken. Okay, please, I'm done. Yeah, you look in the end of the set. I'm fine.
My dog, you know.
Man, I'm good. Bro. I'm good. All right, yeah, peace, love, and guidance. Love
some of the time.
I did it out like this. Now, I did it out like this.
Yo, it's your boy Harry Panera.
I can't lie, you're not frozen.
Huh? Yeah, frozen. That's racist.
That's racist.
Someone's
not racist. Introducing yourself to someone and saying, "Yo, Stormzy, nice to meet you."
Bro, I never said that.
That's friendly fire.
You don't have evidence. That's like me saying, because he's black, he eats fufu. And he does, but he I'm saying,
one question. Hey, can a nitty only be a nitty if he's broke?
No, they're rich nitties.
But aren't they addicts?
They are, but they're still nitties.
Yeah.
Is addict and nitty the same thing? Same or is thing, nitty a different caliber thing, of addict?
No. Nitty is just someone that's got an addiction, but it depends on the level of addiction.
Oh, okay,
a full-on
cool.
A kitty, bitty.
Yeah.
Bitty, bitty, kitty. Bitty,
so it's bitty. No, bitty, you're gone.
Bitty, you're gone.
You're finished.
You're right now, you're a nitty. You're cool. Yeah. I'm a nitty, we're cool.
Yeah.
The moment we get to kitty and bitty, it's done.
Yeah, oh. First. Yeah.
Bitties are gone.
I'm not bitties.
No, bitties, you're on the ground. You are on the ground.
Bitties when you're broke, addicted, homeless.
And your thumb's orange.
Yeah, your thumb's orange.
No, when your thumb's orange, you know what
time it is. And you've got one nail bigger than the other.
Yeah.
That's, but let me see your nose.
No, my nose are good.
You know what I'm laughing? Well, just look at Max. I look at Max when you know.
All right,
this episode's
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there. Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.